Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to waste anybody's time for a long introduction for someone that doesn't need one. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Bernie Sanders.
Roy, thank you very much. Where's my wife, Jane? She here? There's Jane. My son, Levy. Where's Levy? There he is. All right. All right, please sit, 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 sit. I want to thank the 49.9% of people in Missouri who supported our campaign. We had a great time. We didn't spend a whole lot of time in your beautiful state, but we did spend some time. We went to areas where I think candidates don't often go. And that's what we love to do. And so thank you all very much for your support. You're very welcome. Our job as a nation is to involve people in the political process in a way that does not exist today. What I say all the time, and I profoundly believe, is that the Republicans did not win the last election in 2014 by a landslide. The Democrats lost it. Democrats lost it. I know that's a harsh statement. But what it means is when 63% of the American people don't vote, and in my state, so I'm not blaming anybody else, in my state, we had the lowest voter turnout since World War II. Okay. 80% of young people did not vote. How do you win elections when people don't vote? Republicans win elections when people don't vote. Because they got the money. You know, and that's what they want. That's what Citizens United is all about. That is what voter suppression in Republican states is all about. Their goal, their belief of democracy is big money buys elections and nobody votes. Our job is when you don't have Citizens United and everybody votes, we win. All right? So our task is to get rid of this disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision. Billionaires should not be buying elections. Our task is to involve young people in the political process. And this is what I found throughout this country. We went to 46 states. Some states, the door was open. People said, it is great, we're seeing young people coming in. Other states, to be honest with you, the door was not open. Or we're being challenged. This is not good. It is good. It is always good when you bring young energy into a political process. So open that door. Don't be afraid of that change. Our job right now is to make certain that we defeat somebody who I believe is the worst presidential candidate in my lifetime. All right, this Donald Trump is a disaster for this country, and all of us have got to do everything that we can to elect Secretary Clinton. So I look forward. Look forward to working with all of you. And let's go forward together. Thank you all very much.